All right, let's talk about the possibilities, Douglas and Stephen, on what you might anticipate based on what you think is out there right now. What are they going to do? Are they going to blow themselves up in malls? Are they going to go for a little more strategic areas? Are our nuclear power plants guarded these days? What do you think the strategy is? And I'm sure we're not passing on any information that they haven't already thought about. So for those people who email us and say, you're telling them everything, they already know. But what do you think, Stephen, and you, Douglas, what do you think that the strategy will be? Because I think this time around it's going to be more than just a one-tiered, as the hijacking was on 9/11. I think this is going to be more of a variety of things. Stephen?
Well, I would have to agree by that because agree with you on that. And when I say by that, in their own language, in their own plans, plots, schemes, blueprints, they themselves are talking about a total assault. They're talking about, by the way, the nuclear genie in Arabic mythology is kind of like a mischievous spirit. It's not like Barbara Eden on I Dream of Genie, but they use terminology, and the terminology for nuclear detonation of weapons is they're saying they're going to be delivered by trains within the continental U.S., and they're also talking about the power grid and the communications network and banking. That's a big deal. They call that the spider web. And they may have other terms too, George, but these are the ones that we're picking up. And fascinating and riveting is the fact that when you talked about Canada, I have a friend who emailed me from law enforcement out on the Olympic Peninsula saying that they are finding numerous, not just a few, but dozens and dozens of boats that are stolen in Canada and beached on the Washington coast, and they know that the local law enforcement knows through some of the eyewitness accounts of watching these guys landing, it's kind of their invasion. They're coming in and they're being dispersed throughout the Northwest. Now that's important when you understand the power plants, you understand the flow of arms, the flow of intelligence, the courier capability. A lot of them have they're using couriers, just like bin Laden, as opposed to electronic communication to put a roadblock against any intercept. So we know for a fact that they're using the words for nuclear weapons. And by the way, again, the thing that I think frosts my cake more than anything is the fact that if you have knowledge, you have power. And I believe that this is why the cryptocracy in the intelligence community has kept so much truth from the American people, because when they have the truth, they have power. When the American people have the truth and they see that what we're talking about isn't someone's dreams and just vivid imagination, but there's empiric evidence, and that events and a sequence of events are following in step, and they have been accurate, then obviously people can begin to take a more realistic grip on this, instead of being told all the time that we're at this level, orange level alert and everything. And even the government now, Homeland Security, has admitted that's a fiasco. That's why Doug and I have come up with the Terror Alert update, and we try and make it time specific, and we're basing everything. And look, we can't say it will happen tomorrow or the next day. All we're saying is there are massive amounts of information. There's human intelligence, there's signal intelligence, there's internet, there's interrogation, i.e. of what the captured operatives are saying. And one of the things that most people don't understand is we've just had the worst fire season in the Northwest we've had in a long time, and it's already in the billions of dollars. Montana's had over 200 fires. And on July 12th, before the fires broke out, the FBI issued an alert to the National Park Service and others that there were groups of 3 and 4 terrorists that were setting fires on time-delayed detonators. And within 2 days, you had the fire in Glacier, 2 or 3 days, up in Glacier National Park, that was just a monster fire. And they now believe that that group of 4 came in through the Canadian side of the park.
All right, Douglas, are we going to have a situation where people are merely running down the streets of the United States with AK-47s shooting away, not caring when they get shot and killed themselves? Or is it going to be a little more dastardly than that?
Well, certainly, I don't
I can't envision the fact that you're going to have the chaos to that extent. I think what you have, and this is indicative of the culture that we're dealing with. And I'm not saying that in any demeaning sense, but you have to recognize your enemy and know your enemy. And you know, of course, we did not declare the war on them; they declared war on us. So, but you have to recognize their characteristics if you want to further investigate with their plans. And I think what we're dealing with here, and Steve had mentioned this, you know, as in the forest fires, that's just one example. There are numerous references in the internet postings, in the forums, in the intercepted chats, that they want to tire us out. They want to exhaust our resources. They want us to be so busy in so many different areas that we are so encumbered by other by a number of things that while we are busy tending to the blackout issue or the fire issue, they can make their move in some other area.